Well, good question. Whether it was difficult, I think the difficulty, the real challenge may come when you are developing a convention, because then when a state is becoming a contracting party, it will be bound. When we developed this time in a guide, because mainly these all the parameters and all the tables that I presented to you, they are available in the guide. So in the guide, we recommend. So if you recommend something, the compliance with this, well, there is no obligation to ensure a compliance. So what we are doing now is pretty much there's some sort of a gauge, right? We are offering a gauge. So, you know, countries can have or can set up plans, yes, in the future. We would like that our cycle infrastructure achieves those parameters, because these are high-quality parameters, and we know, because one thing needs to be crystal clear, it's not that every kilometer of cycle infrastructure needs to be of top quality, right? There are also those tables, and I think this is what I especially appreciate as the outcome of the group, that, you know, depending on what's the cycling situation, you don't immediately need to run for the top highest quality infrastructure. You always need to consider what's your users, what the traffic, what is the expected cycle traffic, and so on. So with all this in mind, you know, you can set it as gradual process. So I think this is important. And maybe from that perspective, thinking, you know, you just set it as a gradual process, and as such, you know, you may define your initial network as basic network, meaning not the top quality. In that sense, you know, there is certain flexibility included in what was worked out. But okay, as I said, the real challenge may come if you are setting up a legal instrument in which you want to define minimum standards, right? Because of course, there might be countries that would say, well, this is far below a minimum standards that we can accept, whereas there might be other countries which will say this is far too high for a minimum standard. Yet, this is something that we will only know if there is a decision taken that yes, indeed, countries would like to have this new convention, Cycle Route Network Convention, in place. But maybe I should also say that we do have experience in the transport division, because we have network conventions that have been put in place quite a number of years ago. So there is a network convention for roads, for railway lines, also for intermodal transport. They do define various parameters. And then the implementation, that's sort of a different story. So the various bodies, intergovernmental bodies that are in charge, they try to set monitoring systems and some mechanisms in place that would encourage actually improvement. And for all of you who come from the European Union countries, similar approaches, of course, in the TEN-T. TEN-T also has various parameters, and okay, the difference between TEN-T and convention, the conventions is such that TEN-T sets a deadline by which the parameters need to be achieved, while the conventions do not prescribe such a deadline. So if they don't prescribe, maybe it's easier also to agree on some parameters, because, you know, the let's say the distance that you would need to cover may be, you know, quite a long one, meaning it can be quite far away. So yeah, but the disadvantage in this case is that you don't really know at which point you will have a uniform network in place. Thank you.